So yeah, back to today, and next week we've got Leicester City coming to visit Old Trafford. Alex, have you got some stats for us on this one?
Yeah, so we've won 63 times. We've actually lost 33 games to Leicester, but only one in the last in this century, sorry. The 5-3 with Van Gaal, which was obviously a very pivotal and well, it was. Let's not really discuss it. But other than that, we've actually got a very good record against them. I think even in their title winning season, it was 2-1-1 draws. Funnily enough, a favourite result under Mourinho. But yeah, in that title winning season they had, I think we were one of the very few teams that they didn't manage to beat. And I think last season we beat them 4-1 and 3-0. We absolutely battered them last year. Obviously, they were going through a transition period themselves and were struggling. So I don't think it'll be quite that easy, but it's not a team who we've typically struggled against. Famous last words and all that.
Yeah, has anyone seen much of them this season? What they played Arsenal first game and Brighton this weekend?
I've only seen the highlights. I thought they were very unlucky against Arsenal. Seemed to be anyway. Although, looking again at the results Stoke got against Arsenal, I think you have to question just how good they are this year. It was a late Giroud goal. Is he so good off the bench for them? And with another header, and then they fairly dispatched Brighton. I have to say they were pretty comfortable.
Yeah, I did actually see most of that Arsenal game because it was the opening game of the season this year, wasn't it? And yeah, they were pretty unlucky there. They did pretty well. Vardy looked like he was on form. I think there is a bit of a question mark on whether he's fit to face us or not. So yeah, we'll have to see. Hopefully he fails his late fitness test. They've not done that much transfer business this summer. Did have a look back. So yeah, I mean, the main one they've bought in is Iheanacho from City. Yeah, Harry Maguire's shored up their defence and scored for them this weekend. So yeah, he's definitely a good signing for them. I think he may go on to better things from Leicester. We'll see how he progresses. And then they did bring in another midfielder from La Liga that I don't know too much about, to be honest. But yeah, possibly on paper, this is going to be a bigger test than our last two, do you think? Or is it same kind of level-ish?
I'd say it's the same kind of level, to be honest.
Oof.
I think Leicester, they flattered us
Controversial.
enough. Like,
Well, not that controversial.
no, I mean, I just don't think Leicester are really too much of a top team. Like, obviously, when they won the league, it was more because everyone else played crap than they played amazing, I think. And last year, they kind of sunk back to their level. And Shakespeare came in and obviously shook things up a bit, and he ended up having quite a good run with them. But I do think we will get a few goals past them. One of the things we probably should watch out for is Okazaki. He scored in both their games so far, and the goal against Brighton was a Chicharito type goal. To be honest, it was the poacher's goal at the net. He'll have to be locked down because he will be again behind our defence, and obviously Vardy, if he plays, he might be a threat as well, but. You don't wish injury on players, but you do hope he does fail the fitness test, because we don't want to have to put up with him. And if they do somehow win, then he'll be on about his stupid catchphrase again.
Having a party. Yeah, I agree. It's funny what they've done. Shakespeare has taken them back to this kind of solid mid-table level, which is funny because that's what they wanted in the sort of free fall they were in. But Shakespeare would never have won the league in the way Ranieri did. It just would never happen. Ranieri, you needed that sort of enigmatic and really brilliant management that then all fell apart. But now they seem to be seemingly happy to return to that kind of steady Eddie, I think, which I don't think, I hope it's not a disservice to Shakespeare, but he's gone back to all Brighton on the left. Amari Gray's not getting played. He's managed to keep a hold of Mahrez, but he's very much gone back to, a tried and tested, this will work against so many teams to get, 40 or 50 points and we'll be safe, So I think there's a lot of teams I would rather avoid than play Leicester. There's a lot of teams that I think would give us more problems, like your Southamptons, your Evertons, I think are just as dangerous, if not more than Leicester. So I think I agree. Like, we should be putting them away. You don't know any given day. Swansea caused us enough issues by being organised, but I would expect a win. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're all expecting a win on this one. I think we could throw out some predictions out there. What do you reckon, Alex?
2-0. 2-1. We're not going another clean sheet, actually. There's no way we're getting three clean sheets now. 2-1.
I think 3-1, and again, I think it'll be like 2-1, then we'll get another late goal just to kill it off, but quite late.
What do you reckon, Craig?
I'm going to be confident and say 3-0. I've said 3-0 for like the last two games as well, and we've won 4-0, so with any luck, my 3-0 prediction will elevate just to 4.
Yeah, I don't think I've got any predictions left there, really. So, yeah, I'll go for another 4-0, which is never going to happen. But, yeah, who gives a shit? Yeah, we're going to win this game. It just depends how many we win it by.